Welcome to episode 191 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. For April 2009, I set a really difficult theme for the assignment. We tried to shoot for humorous. We ended up with about half the entrants that we usually get, including myself. I just couldn't come up with anything, partly because of time and partly because of ideas. But, you know, a number of people did come up with a great image for this. And today we're going to jump in and take a look at the top three. We've actually got, it's a bit of a moderator's party today because the three people that have won are all people that have been moderators for the Martin Bailey Photography Forum and the members galleries for a long time now. And so, you know, it makes me happy that these three people have all been placed at the top there as well. Of course, you know, it's you guys that vote, and so it's nothing to do with me. I placed my three votes, but, you know, all anonymously. And so it's just kind of a nice little touch, I think, here, that we ended up with three of the community moderators in the top three here. Okay, so it's going to be another one of those sort of clicking around podcasts as I'm doing stuff, because I again, I'm going to be just doing this by looking at the images on the scores page and then, you know, just talking as things come into my head. So just excuse that. The thing to note before we get started is that one of the sort of people that types the number of the image into the podcast menu there or on the podcast page. Actually, that's no longer there. If you're one of the people that types in the image number, when we're looking at members' images, we have to put an M for member and then the number that I call out. But otherwise, you can either follow the images in iTunes or on your iPod or at on the podcast page at martinbaileyphotography.com. And so I should mention as well, because I haven't mentioned this for a while, that I have a scores page. We basically, in the bottom of the gallery menu, actually it's about the middle there now, you can see for 2009 monthly photo assignment scores, there's a link there. And you can also see three sets of scores for previous years. But if you click on that, you basically go to a page where you'll see the most recent top three. And then as you scroll down, you'll see the scores, a graph with the number of votes that each person got. And then if you keep going down, you'll see the previous, you know, the scores for the assignment before that and so on. And then at the very bottom of the page is a large graph that has basically the scores for for everyone for the year. And that, you know, that's pretty good to see how scores are accumulating. We see now that as of the end of the April assignment, we can see that HQ's Bud, which is our friend Forrest Tanaka, he's got 103 votes, which is really cool. Next, we have Super Digital Girl, and there's 65 in there. And then BK Secret, we have 56. And then it goes down, you know, so just take a look. You know, it's not really worth me going through all of the details here, but take a look if you're interested. So let's see, as we go along, the third place is BK Secret. This is Landon Michelson, one of the major contributors in the forum, the community and the websites. And as I say, moderator, you know, and I really do thank all three of these people for all of the help that they give in the forum. But let's see, Life is Good is the title of this really cute little photograph. I was going to say cute little baby, but you know, that's the subject of the photograph. So basically we've got a really, really nice, if you're looking at this along with me, you'll already have a smile on your face. But we can see from the comment that we've got a 1 month old baby who's looks like being given a little bit of a tickle on the cheek, and these little tiny pale white fingers wrapped around probably one of the parents' hands, and a little bit of tickling on the cheek going off there. And that's induced this beautiful little sort of slightly slanted but amazingly cute sort of smirk on the baby's face. And so, you know, this is one of those depictions of humorous that, you know, I mean, it was a very difficult assignment to shoot for, because, you know, humorous is either going to be really corny or it's going to be, you know, so subtle that it just sort of gets you, you know, in another way. And I think that's what Landon's done here. You know, obviously always masterful use of the camera and the light and everything. But here we've got a very nice black and white conversion as well. And, you know, kind of high key in part of the baby's face across the side and up onto the forehead, but then very nice sort of gradations as it goes over into the subtle shadows. And a nice little bit of grain here as well. And this is, you know, very artistically done. It wouldn't surprise me if it had been added for artistic purposes. But actually, what I'm going to do, let me see if we can see what the ISO was. Yeah, ISO 1250. So this is probably natural grain. You know, very, very nicely done. And, you know, on the composition, we've got the baby in the right side of the image and the parent's hand and the baby's hand on the left side. And again, you know, just very nice composition there. But another very nice touch is that it looks like mum in the background. We can just see the sort of, you know, the chest and neck, and then probably the chin of mum in the background. And so that adds and it's very out of focus with, you know, a very shallow depth of field. And that adds a lot of context to the shot. And then also, you know, another nice touch to me is this little, looks probably like a teddy bear on the baby's shirt, and, you know, and then just the texture of the shirt with the lines, everything just all comes together very nicely. So, you know, very well done here to Landon, and, you know, congratulations on third place. And so, you know, I mean, that really is, it's just an amazing image. Right. So we don't have a second place. We have a joint first, because, the two people that won that got the most votes are exactly the same. They tied with 24 votes each. Actually, you know what? I'm going to have to click back, because I didn't give you the number. After telling you what to do, I didn't give you the number for the last image. It was M12734. Sorry about that. So let's go back. Again, so I'm going to go to these in the order. The script that I have to build the scores page, I don't do this manually. I just press a button and it builds for me. But the script that I have basically just puts first place and second place, you know, first place big at the top, second place, small below, and then third place to the right. Now, it still says first and second place because the script that I did doesn't know how to deal with two exactly the same scores. So, you know, sorry about that. But it makes second place the next one that it reaches as it goes through the database picking out the data. So a little bit of a mess there, but, you know, I'm not going to worry too much about that. So in joint first place, we have another one of the moderators, as I say, and, you know, very, very, very long-time contributor. It's HQ's Bud, or Forrest Tanaka. And it looks as though I know that this is Forrest's image. I can see this now. I've turned off the voting. And we can see it says a self-portrait of a nitwit. So it looks as though I'm staring at Forrest himself here. And this is image number 12729, in which we can see Forrest trying to eat a bowl of or a plate of spaghetti with a spoon. And he's made a very nice job of getting it all over his face, all over the table, and all over his shirt. There's even spaghetti coming out of his shirt. And, you know, I can see a nice crinkled backdrop there. It looks like the same one that I was recommending in the forum a while back. So I recognize that. I'm always amazed at the amount of time and effort that Forrest puts into the images that he puts in for the assignments. And it is really nice, actually, to be sitting here looking at Forrest. So thanks for putting yourself up there on the gallery for everybody to see, Forrest. Little bit of humility here, and, you know, with the way you've put together the image. I like the fact that let's go down and see how many millimeters it is. It's 11 millimeters here. You can see that it's used a very wide angle lens to give this slightly distorted perspective. And you know, all in all, though, very nice composition there. It's a funny shot. What Forrest has done here is taken the theme and tried to think of a way of shooting something funny, and gone out of his way to set up the backdrop, set up the table with the tablecloth. I hope you ate the spaghetti afterwards, but apart from that, that's down the front of your shirt and whatever. Not that your shirt would probably be dirty, so you could eat that as well. But this is just, like I say, you go to a lot of trouble to set up shots. Very nicely done. I can see you've got lights. You've probably used some strobes and umbrellas and things, and it all comes across. The shot itself made me laugh. I'm wondering if you can actually see yourself in the back of the sauce covered spoon, but. I think the idea here is that you're looking at that saying, or maybe a moment of realization in that you can't really eat a bowl of spaghetti with a spoon. And so that's why you're in a mess, and it all sort of comes together, a nice humorous message. But nice colours, nice composition, everything. And so congratulations here, Forrest, for second place. And thanks for putting so much effort into the assignment. And let's move on to first place for Forrest there, joint first place. And it gives me a lot of pleasure to jump to the other joint first place. And this is image number 12653. And it gives me a lot of pleasure because this one is from probably one of the oldest members of the community. And this is Marissa. Marissa's been around. I remember when I released episode one of this podcast almost 4 years ago now. I think I was in Florida at the time. I released the podcast and then whizzed off to the US for a business trip. And I got an email from, I think it was while I was there. I think I got an email from Marissa, and basically, she's been a major contributor and sort of, like, as I say, moderator for certain forums. Been a bit busy with studies and that over the years, so sometimes not able to help as much as I know that she'd like to. But it's just really nice to have you in here as the joint first place. And I've got to say, another baby shot, but this is just beautiful. The title is Pacifier Extinct. And we have a beautiful little baby basically sucking on their sock with the foot still in it. I'm assuming that this is one of those subtle contortion tricks that babies can do. And it's the baby's own foot, but basically, very bent right over with the toe stuck right in the mouth like a pacifier. And again, a very, very nicely done image. Another black and white conversion with lots of grain towards the top and in the background there. Let's go down and check the ISO here. This is ISO is only 200, so maybe it's just part of the conversion. But it's artistic grain. It's not that horrible grain that we worry about. It's artistic, very nice looking image. And one thing that I really like about this shot, there's a lot of things, but one of the main things that I like about this shot is the very, very tight crop. I like the way Marissa's gone right in and cropped to just, down the forehead. We've got the top of the ear cropped off, and right the way across the forehead is where the top crop line goes. And it adds a lot of drama to the shot. I think it really emphasizes it. We get right in and see the this cute little baby in all the detail. Not quite as high key as Landon's, I don't think, but we've got a lot of beautiful light on the left side, the right side of the baby's face, but the left side of as we look at it, and then the hands and just those beautiful little sort of baby fingers there. I just think that this is a winner as well. We also see, to kind of like framing the baby is this like a tartan check sort of patterned, maybe a sofa or cushions that go all the way around the bottom, from the bottom of the frame and then right up the left side. And so we've got, it's kind of like an L-shaped frame going around the side of the you know, the side of the picture that the baby's looking into. So it just really helps to frame the whole thing. And then we have the, like a dress going up over the shoulder, like the strap of a dress going over the shoulder on the left shoulder, it will be, of the baby, the right side of the image. And that again helps to frame the whole thing. And then the crop at the top across the head, very, very nicely done. Be interested to see if this was a post shooting crop. If it was, it was a very good idea to do that. And if it wasn't, then it was an even better idea to get in and shoot this close while actually doing the shoot. But again, very, very nicely done. So three really, really beautiful images. Well, actually, two really, really beautiful images and then one really cool image from Forrest. I'm not sure I'm going to say beautiful for that one. But, you know, in all the best intent and with all respect. That's it. You know, there's the three images. Take a look on the Scores 2009 page if you have a minute. And I will, as usual, turn on the vote. The comments in the gallery now, so that people can comment on the images as well. But great work here. There was a lot of good images in the assignment gallery again, as usual. But it was a very, very tough assignment as well. So sorry about that. If you weren't able to come up with something, I know that a lot of you try, and humorous was just probably pushing the boat out a little bit too far, I think. So that's about it. Well, just a short one there this week. Remember that the May assignment is still in progress until the end of the month, and that one is on Nothing in Focus, and that's going to be easier to shoot for, I think, than the humorous one. So, you know, if you haven't got your shot ready for that yet, you know, take some time and try and shoot something where nothing is in focus. So just a little bit of housekeeping before we finish. There's been some extraordinary pond life activity in the Martin Bailey photography community recently. Not in the community, I shouldn't say that. But, you know, we've actually been hacked three times in the last week. Thanks for those people that, you know, that do alert me to this when it happens, because it, you know, I'm not always in front of the PC looking at our website. But, you know, I thought I'd got it blocked up. I thought that it was a security hole with CopperMine, the gallery software, for a while. Found a way to plug that, and then, you know, within hours, we were hacked a third time in just a week. And so a little bit disappointing. I find it hard to make the time to do the stuff I want to do, and I really don't like giving up time for this. It's amazing how some people just want to, you know, mess up things for people that are doing, I like to think, good for the photography for community. And so, you know, disappointing. But what I wanted to say, that I'm not saying it now to have a gripe, although I'd love to go into more detail on what I'd like to do to the person that's doing this. But I'm saying this because if you do come along to the website and your virus software throws an error or something, apologize for the inconvenience, but just leave. If you can, let me know via Twitter or you know, any of you I've given this out before. So if you notice something and you're at a computer and you can email me, then just email at info@martinbaileyphotography.com, and I'll be able to, you know, get in and do something quickly. I'm hoping that the things that I'm doing are going to keep this pond life scummy whatever out. But if it does happen again, the best thing to do is just to make sure that you get out of there, because the things that are getting put in are malicious. It's malware, and it's not nice. And so, you know, you don't want to be in there. From what I can tell, if it's the same person that keeps coming back, and I think it is, the the virus software does catch it, and so it's not like it's going to do any harm as long as you've got virus software on there. But it's not good, and it's not good for, like, you know, for me. Google loves our community, and if it comes along and finds this stuff in there, then it makes Google not love us quite as much. And it can even get us out of their listing, and I do a lot of work to make sure that we get high up the top there. So again, very disappointing, but it's, you know, that's life. The internet is full of deprivates like this. Luckily, there's, you know, everyone that's involved in our community is not like this. So that's about it, though. Sorry to leave on a slightly negative note. Luckily, this week was the assignments announcement, you know, winner announcement, because that means that I don't have to prepare a transcript, which is what I normally do. And yeah, we'll sign off for there. And don't forget to go over and take a look at the mbpworkshops.com website if you're interested in coming to Nagano to shoot snow monkeys, or to Hokkaido to shoot the red-crowned cranes, the Stellar sea eagles, white-tailed eagles, Ezo deer and foxes, and then move on to the landscape work in the winter wonderland. And you know, that's all going to be happening in, from the end of January to the first week or so in February in 2010. The tour is already about half full, so if you're thinking of joining, then you know, you might want to get your place booked. You know, go over to the website, and there's buttons down the bottom to reserve your space by paying one of the deposits. So if you are thinking of joining us, come and you know, get your space reserved, and look forward to seeing you in Japan for the Winter Wonderland Workshop of a Lifetime next year. And with that, I'll sign off, and you just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye bye. Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.